Hi guys, it's Carl here from CaminoWays.com, and today I'm going to give you some reasons that we love Japan's Kamano Kodo. So, for those of you who don't know, the Kamano Kodo is intrinsically linked to the Kamino, and that's why it's one of the products that we offer here at CaminoWays.com. But as you can imagine, it's quite a different experience from the Kamino. It's a bucket list destination for most people. It's got a really fascinating culture, heritage, and gastronomy. Whether you're an anime fan, a sushi enthusiast, or indeed a history buff, Japan kind of has a little bit of everything. If you're considering walking the Kamano Kodo, we've some reasons you think you should definitely pack your hiking shoes and travel to the land of the rising sun. It is quite a far trip for a lot of people in Europe. Those of you who are in Australia or in the United States may consider this a really reasonable alternative. But whatever, wherever you hail from, guys, believe us, you will not be disappointed with the Kamano Kodo. So I'm going to start with the food. And as you'll know, Japanese food is kind of mainly sushi. And it's in most travelers' minds when they're visiting the country. But there are also many lesser known dishes that your taste buds will be absolutely delighted by. And my pronunciation throughout this podcast, guys, mightn't be the best, but you know what? I'm going to give it my best shot, just like you'll do if you visit Japan. So, okonomiyaki savory pancakes, takoyaki octopus dumplings, and Kobe beef. Did you know Osaka is considered the larder of Japan? If you're landing in the city, the closest airport to Kamano Kodo, we highly recommend that you spend a couple of days to explore the food scene there, guys, or any city you're in Japan. Also, the local delicacies that are served along the trail are gorgeous. Next up, onsens. So you mightn't have heard of these, but onsens are traditional hot springs, but the term also refers to large communal baths in hotels and guest homes. They can be outdoors or indoors, and you're going to find them absolutely everywhere. Some places they'll be private, others they'll be separate facilities for men and women. It's important to know that they are to be used completely naked. Yunomine Onsen on the Kamano Kodo route is considered the oldest spa or onsen villages in Japan. It's a real treat with a lot of history. And guys, as you'll know, it's going to be really, really good for those muscles after a long day's walking. History is another big reason. So the Kodo trails, like the Camino de Santiago, are UNESCO heritage for their tradition of pilgrimage dating all the way back to the medieval times. And they've attracted pilgrims of all social statuses and backgrounds. Along the trail, you're going to encounter many shrines dedicated to both Shinto and Buddhist traditions that coexist in perfect harmony. Hongu and Nachi are two of the most spectacular. You'll also encounter little Jizo statues along the trail. That's the protector of the travellers. Next up, we've got Ryokan. So Japanese guest houses, also known as Ryokan, will give you a real feel for the authentic Japanese way of living and customs. Breakfast is a big question. We usually get asked, what will I get served for breakfast? It generally consists of rice, cooked fish, an omelette, and some miso soup. Dinner is usually at 6 p.m. on the dot in guest houses, guys, followed by onsen time to really free up those muscles. Always follow the etiquette, guys, in Japan. It's important to arrive on time, dress in your kimono, and wear your slippers correctly. Slippers. Navigating the whole rule book of which slippers are to be worn, where, and when would nearly require a full blog post in itself. A few simple notes to keep in mind. Outdoor shoes are not worn inside. So far, so easy to follow. But indoor shoes or slippers come in all shapes and sizes, and here's where it gets complicated. You can wear house slippers in the house, but take them off when you get into your room and tatami. And if you have a bathroom, even in your room, do not wear the house slippers. There will be some bathroom-specific slippers to be used instead. Bathroom slippers, of course, can't be worn outside the bathroom. Oh, and don't forget to take your slippers off getting in the dining room. That is an absolute no-no. Last but not least, by no means least, is the scenery. The lush forests of the Key Mountains are a fairly gorgeous setting for walking. These sacred mountains have attracted pilgrims for centuries for their natural beauty as well as a place to connect with nature. For more information on any of our walking or cycling tours, or to book your trip on Japan's Kumano Kodo, please contact the travel specialists at www.kaminowise.com. As always, we'll be delighted to hear from you.